It's Tuesday, the 7th of May, and I'm Tonataka Dhila with your 1 p.m. news. Speaking at the ongoing World Health Organization Africa Health Workforce Investment Forum underway in the capital, Prime Minister Sara Kurongelwa Amadila stressed the importance of investing in capacity building, infrastructure development, providing essential tools, and creating conducive environments for health professionals.
We are struggling to meet the benchmark for number of citizens to a health worker, and that compromises the quality of the healthcare services that we provide. That is why we have long queues at health facilities. But then you also have a health workers that are sometimes demotivated because their remuneration is not that good. So this is something that the government prioritizes, and we are now embarking on this program to reform the public health care, to deal with the range of issues, and we also provide subsidies as a state to employers who are investing in the training of their employees, including in the medical sector.
Remaining with health-related matters, Namibia will mark International Midwives Day on Saturday, 11 May 2024. Anna Louise Penduka, a board member and treasurer of the Independent Midwives Association of Namibia, as well as an advanced midwife and lecturer at IUM, says that Namibia's emphasis will be on the effects of climate change on maternal health.
This year, our message clearly states that climate causes disproportionate care for mothers and their midwives, and the midwives stand as pillars of reproductive health care and are resilient to provide quality reproductive health care to all our pregnant mothers and their families. Midwives find themselves leaving their families, going into community to provide this essential care. They continue to be champions that actually help in the sustainability of our environment practices. These practices can be seen as accessible community-based maternal services, promotion of physiological childbirth practices, reduction of unnecessary interventions, and also promoting breastfeeding practices that reduce the carbon footprint of healthcare services.
Rescue teams in South Africa are searching for survivors after a five-story building under construction collapsed on Monday, killing five people and leaving at least 50 trapped. Officials in the city of George, Western Cape Province, say 24 people have been pulled from the wreckage and taken to the hospital. Spokesperson Chantel Edwards-Clauser.
Municipal manager Dr. Gratz expressed her heartfelt appreciation for the organizations and individuals who have sprung into action to assist with the rescue operation. We thank everyone who has volunteered of their time or provided sustenance to the rescue personnel. We continue to keep the families, friends, and colleagues of those involved in this tragedy in our thoughts and prayers.
Two German naval ships have departed for a multi-month mission to the Indo-Pacific region as Europe's biggest economy looks to bolster its presence in key shipping lanes across Asia.
The Baden-Württemberg frigate and Frankfurt am Main replenishment vessel have departed for a mission that will take them across the Indo-Pacific region, including stops in India, Japan and Australia. The Defence Ministry says it's part of an effort to beef up its presence in the Indo-Pacific, which is considered one of the most important economic areas, not just for Germany, but Europe as a whole. During the deployment, various exercises are planned with allies, including on the water and in the air. The German Air Force expected to join the mission from next month. Trent Murray, Berlin.
And finally, in a bid to promote the Trans-Kalahari Corridor, advocate for spatial development initiatives and promote safety and security along the Trans-Kalahari Corridor, 30 cyclists from Botswana, Namibia and South Africa cycled the Trans-Kalahari Corridor. A 1,900-kilometer cycle challenge began in Rustenburg through Botswana and ended in Walvis Bay. Here's one of the cyclists, Vino Kali, with more.
We cycled the Trans-Kalahari route with a total of 1,800 kilometers. Over a space of 14 days, 2 days of rest and 12 days of on the bike. This was an opportunity to be able to cycle through three diverse cultures, explaining to them the importance of the Trans-Kalahari Corridor, which is the seamless movement of goods and humans between the three major states. So we had public engagements in the different towns where we could see what the Trans-Kalahari has brought thus far to the different areas along it, as well as different opportunities that are still possible along the Trans-Kalahari Corridor.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.